Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester football coach Bill Zwan. His squad stayed perfect on the season, a 6-0 record after slipping past Bloomsburg at home this past weekend, 20-17. Next up, a trip to West Virginia. Big game with Shepherd on Saturday at noon. And first of all, coach, game against Bloomsburg. What were the big takeaways for you? Had to get some big plays in the passing game from your number two quarterback, and the defense did what the defense normally does.
Yeah, I mean, it was our defense did a good job. Offensively, you know, we struggled a little bit, so we made the move to go to Mike Paperno, our backup. Mike had a good game with three touchdown passes. Paul Dulius, he just hurt. He can't, you know, physically do it right now. He tried, but he couldn't quite do it, so we ended up going to Mike. And that worked out okay. I mean, we knew, you know, Bloomsburg, it's kind of one of those things where it's hard to get our young guys to understand that Bloomsburg's going to be really tough to play no matter what their record is. So I think some of our guys thought we were going to have an easier time of it. But I think as a staff, we knew it was going to be tough. I think we got it to 20-10. I thought we might pull away, but they hung in there because that's the way Bloomsburg is. It made it a 2017, you know, tough finish for us. But that's kind of the way we are right now. We're a good team. We haven't really shown to be a great team, so we do what we need to do to win, but we don't really dominate anybody.
And as far as the quarterback for this week, are you kind of up in the air waiting to see how things play out in practice?
Yeah, we're going to give Paul a little more time to have his arm come back. He's got, a little elbow and shoulder problem. So we're going to give him a couple of days again this week, see how he feels later in the week. And if he can go, then we'll probably go with him. But Pip, Mike will be ready just in case.
So let's talk about this Shepherd team. Always tough. Relative newcomer to the league here. What do you see on film?
Yeah, I mean, they look like, they're regularly a playoff team. They usually win that West Virginia conference, and that's what they look like. They look like a good football team with good talent that plays hard. And they, you know, we played them down there a couple years ago in the playoffs. They have a great little stadium that they fill up and have a, you know, nice atmosphere. So it should be a lot of fun. But it's also going to be tough. They've got talent, you know, at wide receiver. Quarterback's a really good player, so they got, and they always play hard. I mean, their defense just comes up and hits you, and they run all over the place. So, you know, we're expecting a real dogfight down there against one of the better teams in the East. They have lost two games, but both of them were late, and one that could stand is undefeated. So, they're a real legitimate playoff type team.
They've put up some impressive offensive score numbers. What do they do scheme-wise allows them? And you mentioned some of the talent they have, but do they do stuff that makes life difficult scheme-wise?
Yeah, they do a lot of RPOs, run pass option stuff with their quarterback. He's good at it. You know, he puts the ball in the running back's stomach, pulls it out, and throws to receivers all over the place who have some pretty good speed and great talent. So you have to be aware, because the running back's a good player. If he gives it to him, you got to have people ready to play that. At the same time, you got to be aware of him pulling out and throwing that, you know, over the top of us. So they do have a really nice offensive scheme, and they have a good kid at quarterback who runs it for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.